is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 22nd of January, 2013. It was on this day, 1938, Thornton Wilder's play Our Town premiered at the MacArthur Theater in Princeton, New Jersey, about the fictional town of Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, Emily Webb and George Gibbs, children in the first act, in the second act they marry, in the third Emily has died in childbirth and she's looking back from beyond the grave with other dead citizens of Grover's Corner, and she decides to revisit the happiest day of her life, her 12th birthday. Thornton Wilder had trouble writing that third act. It finally came to him when he was in Zurich. He was entertaining a friend who was probably also his lover, Samuel Stewart. The two of them stayed up until dawn to hear the bells of Zurich. There was some drinking going on. It was raining. They were looking for an umbrella. And Thornton Wilder wrote the last act of Our Town, beginning with the graveyard scene, with the umbrellas. And he told Samuel Stewart that the graveyard scene came from Stewart's complaining about his feet getting wet as he was walking home. The play was revolutionary for its time. Wilder had decided not to use scenery, almost no props. He wanted his play to be more like the great Greek tragedies, and the dead people sitting in the cemetery commented much like a Greek chorus. From Princeton, the play went on to Boston, where it was a flop. It got bad reviews, played to half-empty houses. Some audience members walked out. But two influential New York theater critics, Brooks Atkinson and Alexander Wolcott, convinced the director and producer to give it another try and bring it to New York. And it did better there. And it won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, 1938. And it's now estimated that, on average, Our Town is performed at least once every night somewhere in the world. It's the birthday of the novelist Aaron Kyle, born in Peoria, 1978, grew up in Colorado, the town of Grand Junction. She liked horses, she took riding lessons, competed in horse shows, went off to college, and while she was in grad school, she wrote a short story called Foaling Season about a girl who lives on a horse ranch in a town called Desert Valley. It was published in the Atlantic Monthly, won the National Magazine Award for Fiction, and she turned it into a novel called The God of Animals. The Foaling Season is the first chapter of the book. And The God of Animals became a bestseller. The God of Animals, which begins 6 months before Polly Kane drowned in the canal, my sister Nona ran off and married a cowboy. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Garrison, entitled Poem About an Owl. I've never seen an owl, not a real one, but often enough at night have started up at the wing beat, long with loaded silence between lengths like velvet ripping, the children's book eyes, saucerish and startled with wisdom, sweeping the forest floor for a little something, and I leaped from sleep, if indeed I was sleeping, belted my robe like a mother of old, and rushed to their beds to see if it got them, the skidding talon, where they were quietly breathing in their own animal dreams. A poem by Deborah Garrison, poem about an owl, from her collection The Second Child, published by Random House, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Grove Press, publishers of The River Swimmer by Jim Harrison, two novellas that explore inconvenient love, the conflict between urbanity and nature in America's heartland, and the never-ending pursuit of balance in an imperfect world, in bookstores everywhere. And by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first, on the Internet. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.